Hi everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie.
Okay, so we learned an important lesson in day two of our article. Do you remember this lesson, Elsie?
Not really. 有点忘记了, can you remind me?
Sure. So remember when the emperor asked how such a plain bird could sing such a beautiful song?
I do remember that.
Okay. Well, often people only think about what's on the outside, right? Because the bird was plain, the emperor didn't think she could sing well.
No wonder there are a lot of sayings about this, like never judge from appearances.
Right.
Appearances are deceptive. 外表是会骗人的 and don't judge a book by its cover.
Right.
都是不要以貌取人的意思就像是这只夜莺一样外表平凡但是歌声惊人。
Okay, but then the nightingale sang her beautiful song. The emperor learned that the bird's beauty was not just from the color of her feathers. Beauty can be inside, too.
Right.
However, I don't think the emperor is finished learning this lesson.
Really? Why not?
Well, don't forget that the emperor received a gold nightingale with diamonds.
Yeah.
The nightingale was very beautiful. It also sang.Right? So let's find out what happens to the plain but real nightingale in day three.
The Emperor and the Nightingale. 请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
The Emperor loved the toy. He told the nightingale,
Leave. I don't need you anymore.
The nightingale flew home. The emperor listened to the toy every day. At last, it broke because the emperor used it too much. After many years, the emperor grew old and sick. His servants thought he was going to die, so they left. However, the nightingale returned to the palace.When she started singing, the emperor got better. He told the nightingale,
Thank you for returning after I banished you from the palace. Will you stay with me?
The nightingale said,
I have to live in the forest, but I will visit.
The emperor said,
I promise to always love you.
Fly, 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 flew, flown. There's a mosquito flying around my head. There's a mosquito flying around my head. Sick, sick. I think my dog is sick.He won't eat anything. I think my dog is sick. He won't eat anything. Die. die, die, died, died. The houseplants died because I forgot to water them. The houseplants died because I forgot to water them. Promise, 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 promised, promised. Mom promised to take us to the beach this weekend. I hope she does. Mom promised to take us to the beach this weekend. I hope she does.
Day 3 of our article starts by saying, the emperor loved the toy.
第三天的文章开头说到呢，皇帝好爱这个玩具哦。He must have loved the music that the toy made too.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think I can see what's going to happen, and it makes me sad. The article says, he told the nightingale, leave.I don't need you anymore.
Oh no,、接下来他告诉这只夜莺，真正的夜莺，他说啊，你走吧，我再也不需要你了。Anymore 代表的是不在的意思，放句尾呢，可以来加强语气。I don't love you anymore. 我不再爱你了。I don't trust you anymore. 我不再相信你了。We don't talk anymore. 我们不再说话了。
So many negative sentences. What about, I'm not sick anymore.
Oh, that's a good one. 我不再生病了，这就比较正面一些些。
Okay, well, at least the nightingale can be free in the forest now.
You are right. I wondered if the bird felt sad.
Maybe a little bit. Let's find out what happened after the emperor told the nightingale to leave. It says...The nightingale flew home.
这只夜莺就飞回家了。
Okay, so we're going to find out about this verb fly. So the verb fly is a very easy word to spell. It's spelled F-L-Y. Now, fly means to move around the air by using wings. For example, there's a mosquito flying around my head. Let's say that one more time.There's a mosquito flying around my head.
Fly 在文章当动词使用是飞，三态变化呢为 fly, flew, flown 是不规则变化，所以同学们要特别小心。那例句说到呢，有一只蚊子在我头上飞。那另外 fly 也可以当名词用，它代表是苍蝇的意思。
I hate flies. Bothers me when I try to fall asleep.
Right.
So let's find out what's happening in the palace. The article says...The emperor listened to the toy every day.
哇，场景拉回宫殿里头，皇帝每天都在听这个玩具唱歌。我们看到 listen to, 它是倾听、专心听的意思，要接上倾听或专心听的对象，记得要加上介系词 to. For example, listen to music, 听音乐，或者是 listen to the teacher, 听老师说话。那 listen to 和 hear,H-E-A-R, 有什么不一样的地方呢? Hear, 它是听见的意思,不一定要是专心听哦。所以我们可以说, I heard the boy crying very loudly last night. 我昨天晚上听见那个男孩哭得非常大声。那现在我们就进到 Magic Box, 听听讲师如何讲解 listen to, 还有 hear 的不同。
Magic Box, 找亮点。
Listen, did you hear that? What does it sounds like? 哦，赶快听，你有没有听到有一个很奇怪的声音？那听起来到底像什么呢？像你这样的麻瓜哦，可能很讶异哦。但是呢，其实呢，在魔法世界，鬼魂可是很常见的呢。你说呢？我干嘛跟你装熟还不认识我？哎，你果然呢是个麻瓜。我就是拯救了魔法世界的哈利波特。顺便跟你介绍一下，刚刚那个声音啊，可能呢就是我们学校的鬼发出来的。
了。
不知道呢，你刚刚有没有听到鬼的声音？但是呢，我相信你一定听到我刚刚最开始讲的话了。中文里面呢都翻译为听，但是呢，英文里面可是有三种不同的说法喽。刚刚最开头我们说的那一串话，可是呢把三个字都用到了。现在呢，就来一一跟你介绍一下喽。首先呢，第一个字呢，我们叫你干嘛 ？Listen 呢就是听的意思。那但是呢，跟其他两个字不同的地方呢，在于呢，听 listen 必须呢要专注的听了。例如呢，我叫你赶快听 ，Listen, the ghost is talking. Listen, the ghost is talking. 赶快听啊，鬼在讲话了。这里的 listen 呢，就是必须要专注的听哦，赶快专心来听一下。你呢也可以听别人讲话或是来听音乐咯。例如呢 I like listening to music. I like listening to music. Listen to 就表示专注的听，我们在 to 后面呢就介绍你要听的东西或是对象。例如呢前面说的 music 音乐，或者是呢 You should listen to your mom. You should listen to your mom. 你该听妈妈的话，妈妈的话要专心听。所以呢注意到我们是使用 listen 这个字咯。第二个字呢 hear 也是听，但呢这就不是你专心的去听了，而是声音呢自己传到我的耳朵里面咯。例如呢 I can hear the bird singing. I can hear the bird singing. 哎呀，我听到呢小鸟在唱歌，或是呢我听说了什么八卦，也是呢用这个听咯。I heard that the ghost is quite nice. 我听说呢其实这个鬼呢他人蛮好的。I heard that the ghost is quite nice. OK, 声音呢传到你的耳朵里，八卦传到你的耳朵里，注意到我们就是用 hear 这个单字咯。OK, 马上呢看到我们第三个字，第三个字呢中文也是听，但是呢注意到了我们是听起来， OK, 是在讲呢听到的人有什么样的感觉咯。例如呢 The voice sounds creepy, 这个声音呢听起来怪怪的。 The voice sounds creepy, 这个声音呢听起来有点恐怖咯。注意到呢它的用法是怎么样，我们呢是在主词加上动词 sound 后面再加上形容词。例如呢我们这边主词是 The voice sounds creepy, creepy 就是形容词，形容可怕的咯。所以呢这整个句子呢就表示呢我在听声音，我听到这个声音之后呢我对这个事情呢感觉怎么样，有什么样的奇怪的感觉咯。再举一个例子咯，例如呢荣恩呢找我一起去喝奶油啤酒，哈哈，我最喜欢喝奶油啤酒了。 Sounds good, sounds very very good, 听起来呢很赞哦，就表示呢我觉得要去喝啤酒的这个体验听起来非常棒，我很喜欢，我要参加。 Sound 呢就是听起来怎么样，听讲这个听到声音的人的感受咯。最后呢帮你总结一下， listen 呢就表示专注的听，你可以呢在后面加上 to 介绍你专心听的东西或是对象，例如呢 listen to music 专心的听音乐。那 hear 这个字呢则是声音传到你的耳朵里面咯，它呢可能是一则八卦消息或是一个美妙的声音，声音传来你听到了，我们就用动词 hear。 最后的 sound 呢它就不太一样了，它是呢在讲这个听者的感觉，后面呢注意到我们是加上形容词表示这件事情听起来你觉得怎么样。中文都是听，但是英文却大有不同，你记起来了吗？
Welcome back everyone. Now I remember that he can hear the toy because it also sings. Well, here's some bad news. The article says at last it broke because the emperor used it too much.
最后玩具坏掉了，因为皇帝使用过度听太多次了。Broke 是 break, 弄坏打破的过去式，三态变化是 break, broke, broken.
Uh-oh, the toy nightingale doesn't work anymore because it's broken. Now he doesn't have the real nightingale or the toy nightingale.
两个都没有了，没有了真正的夜莺，也没有玩具夜莺，皇帝应该会受不了吧。 Would he want the real nightingale back?
Well, the article tells us what happens to the emperor. It says, after many years, the emperor grew old and sick.
文章接下来说到呢，多年过后，皇帝变老，而且生病了。
Now here we use the word sick,which is an adjective. It's spelled S-I-C-K, sick. We use the word sick to talk about people who are in bad health because of a disease like cancer or an illness like the common cold. As an example, we could say, I think my dog is sick. He won't eat anything. One more time. I think my dog is sick. He won't eat anything.
Sick 是形容词，生病的。例句说呢，我觉得我的狗生病了，它什么都不吃。那同学们如果想要表达变得生病，我们可以说 to become sick 或者是 to get sick.
Right. Okay, then something even worse happens. Mm-hmm. The article says his servants thought he was going to die, so they left.
更糟糕的是他的仆人以为这个皇帝要死了所以全部都离开了 Poor emperor
Bad servants yeah, Why would your servants just leave if they
He's dying, let's get out of here
You think they'd help him be
recover,
happy
and
recover、
yeah.
Or like even just be with him、mm-hmm. Alright, now let's find out about the verb die It's another easy word to spell It's spelled D-I-EDie. So we're talking about the verb die. When a living thing dies, it stops living. Now, this happens to all living things, including people, animals, and plants. As an example sentence, we could say, The house plants died because I forgot to water them. Let's say that one more time. The house plants died because I forgot to water them.
Die 是动词死亡，那过去式或过去分词在字尾加上 d 就可以了。例句说呢，室内的植物都枯死了，因为我忘记要浇水。那这边跟同学们补充其他用来表示死亡的词性 ，dead d e a d， 它是一个形容词。我们可以说啊 ，My favorite fish is dead， so I'm very sad。我最喜欢的鱼死掉了，所以我很难过。我们用 dead 来表达它现在的状态。再来就是名词的死亡是哪一个字呢 ？death。D-E-A-T-H. For example, I rode on the roller coaster and it scared me to death. 昨天呢，我坐云霄飞车，而且快要把我吓死了。
Did it really scare you to death, though?
Not really. 是一个夸张的用法。
Okay, so remember the lesson we talked about in our introduction? Mm-hmm.Now, we can find beauty on the inside, too.
Yes.
Now, the emperor is finally about to learn his lesson. The article says, However, the nightingale returned to the palace. The real nightingale.
Oh, the real nightingale returned. 最后呢，这个夜莺回到了宫殿。The nightingale is really nice.
Mm-hmm. She is a very beautiful bird.
So when the...Emperor asked the bird to stay with him. The bird said yes.、Mm-hmm. And when the emperor said go away, the bird flew away.、Mm-hmm. And now
she's back
for the king,、mm-hmm. for the emperor.
Okay, so the article also says when she started singing, remember she is the nightingale,、mm-hmm. the emperor got better.
当他开始唱歌的时候呢，皇帝的状况就好转了。
Okay, we have no more bad news in this story. Let's find out what the emperor says to the nightingale. The article tells us, he told the nightingale, thank you for returning after I banished you from the palace.
接下来那个皇帝呢就告诉这只夜莺说啊，谢谢你在我把你从宫殿赶走之后回到这边来 To thank somebody 是感激感谢某人那为了什么原因而感谢呢我们可以用 for 这个介系词加上原因那因为 for 是介系词所以后面你只能接上什么呢没错就是名词和动名词 Thank you so much Aaron for helping me finish the work yesterday
Oh no problem
谢谢你昨天帮我完成工作 I owe you a lot
WellThank you, Elsie, for explaining thank you for.
Okay, You're welcome.
Now, we also saw the verb banish here, B-A-N-I-S-H. Now, this word is quite hard. So I'm going to ask Elsie if she can help explain this one, too.
banish 就是赶走流放的意思，所以我们可以说 to banish somebody 赶走某个人流放某个人。 So the emperor banished the nightingale before、mm-hmm.
Alright, so next the emperor asked the nightingale, Will you stay with me?
Again the same question、mm-hmm. 皇帝呢接着就问这只夜莺，你要留在这里跟我一起吗？所以之前夜莺同意跟皇帝一起之后，但是却被赶出去。 What about this time?Did the bird say yes?
Well, this time the nightingale is a bit smarter. The article tells us, the nightingale said, I have to live in the forest, but I will visit.
夜莺这边的回答是呢，我必须住在森林里面，但是我会来拜访你。Because、mm-hmm. we mentioned that birds have to live in the forest.
Right.、Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good for the nightingale.
I think so too.、Mm. Now this time, the emperor won't keep the nightingale in a cage. In the last line of today's article, we have a happy ending. It says, the emperor said...I promise to always love you.
好，最后皇帝说呢，我保证我会永远爱你。Such a sweet ending.
Okay, but let's learn about our last vocabulary word today, which is the verb promise. It's spelled P-R-O-M-I-S-E, promise. When you promise something, you say you will definitely do something in the future,Or you say that something will definitely happen in the future. For example, Mom promised to take us to the beach this weekend. I hope she does. One more time. Mom promised to take us to the beach this weekend. I hope she does.
Promise, 答应承诺。例句说呢，妈咪答应这周末要带我们去海滩，希望她说话算话。To promise to do something 就是答应承诺要做某件事情。 We can also promise somebody that 后面的事情会发生。 For example, I promise you that next time I'll invite you for dinner, Erin.
Oh, thank you. I'd like to be invited to dinner. Okay, well that brings us to the end of our story and our article. We're not quite finished yet though. Let's finish up with one more review time.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽!
Oh, welcome back to A-Plus Game Show! It's our third and final round. We're here again with Elsie, who might get a chance to win these beautiful jewels.
I want them so much.
Okay. But before she can win them, Erin...I'm going to ask Elsie a question and give her three answers to choose from.
啊，这次有点不一样哦，我要从三个答案当中选一个正确的。
Okay, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
The first question is, what did the emperor tell the real nightingale to do? Did he say A, sing until the emperor dies? B,Leave his palace for good, or C, make him healthy again. What did he tell the nightingale to do?
他这个皇帝要真正的夜莺做什么事情？I think the answer is B. The emperor told the real nightingale to leave his palace for good、
That's、
because、
right.
he got this toy nightingale, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay.
So,You're、I got it right.
7 points.
7 points.、
Mm-hmm. Now, the second question is, what did the nightingale promise to do? A, make all the emperor's servants come back. B, bring more nightingales to live in his palace. Or C, visit the emperor in his home.
这只夜莺Promise, 承诺皇帝什么?
The answer is C.
Perfect!
好，我回来拜访他。
Good. So the nightingale promised to visit the emperor.、
Mm-hmm.
All right, Elsie, you are the winner of these fabulous
jewels. So I got 8 points.
You did.
Woohoo!
Okay.
Thank you.
You guys can do these games in your classrooms or with your friends too. But that's all the time we have to play today. So for A Plus English, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Emperor and the Nightingale.
The Emperor loved the toy. He told the Nightingale,
"Leave. I don't need you anymore."
The Nightingale flew home. The Emperor listened to the toy every day. At last, it broke because the Emperor used it too much. After many years, the Emperor grew old and sick. His servants thought he was going to die, so they left. However, the Nightingale returned to the palace. When she started singing, the Emperor got better. He told the Nightingale,
"Thank you for returning after I banished you from the palace. Will you stay with me?"
The Nightingale said,
"I have to live in the forest, but I will visit."
The Emperor said,
"I promise to always love you."
Fly. Fly. Fly, flew, flown. There's a mosquito flying around my head. There's a mosquito flying around my head. Sick. Sick. I think my dog is sick. He won't eat anything. I think my dog is sick. He won't eat anything. Die. 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 Died. Died. The houseplants died because I forgot to water them. The houseplants died because I forgot to water them. Promise. 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 Promised. Promised. Mom promised to take us to the beach this weekend. I hope she does. Mom promised to take us to the beach this weekend. I hope she does.